Well, electric and hybrid cars do have a bit of an image problem. Many people think they're a bit slow, a bit goody-goody, perhaps a bit worthy. But this week, Meera Senthilingam visited Imperial College London to find out how electric and hybrid cars could soon rival modern petrol-hungry muscle cars.
This week, I've come to Imperial College London to meet the scientists and engineers of Imperial Racing Green, a project that designs electric and fuel cell hybrid cars for the racetrack. And with me is Dr. Greg Offer, the academic project manager. Now, Greg, firstly, what are electric and hybrid vehicles? How do they work?
An electric car is powered by batteries. The batteries need to be charged by electricity, which you take from the grid. Every building in this country has a power socket, and you can charge the batteries from the power socket. The batteries then power an electric motor, which drives the wheels. The main problem with this is actually the amount of power you can get from the socket. Most domestic circuits are limited to 13 amps, so it would take you quite a few hours to charge your battery.
And how about a hybrid car?
There are two types of hybrids. The first is what I would call a first-generation hybrid, which is like a Toyota Prius. That's an internal combustion engine-powered vehicle, which has an electric motor and a small battery pack to assist the combustion engine. Second-generation hybrids are the more interesting. This is an electric vehicle, which is a battery powering an electric motor powering the wheels, and it then has an internal combustion engine, a range extender, to assist the electric vehicle when it's needed, but you can still run it as an electric vehicle.
Now, why would an electric vehicle need assisting?
The main Achilles heel of electric vehicles nowadays is the batteries. And to deliver the range that consumers are used to, you have to have a lot of batteries, which means expensive, weight and size. So in order to overcome some of those problems, we use a range extender.
Now, what are the advantages then of these hybrid and electric vehicles over an internal combustion engine vehicle?
Okay, the principal advantage of the battery electric vehicle is efficiency. Even now, with the way that we currently generate our electricity in this country, which is predominantly through coal and gas burning off, the electric vehicle is still going to produce roughly 50% less CO2 emissions per mile.
Are there any advantages to the actual performance of the vehicles?
Yes, electric vehicles will perform better in terms of acceleration. The electric motor is much more efficient at low revs. In fact, you get all of your power from standing, which enables you to accelerate from the line much quicker. Combustion engines are remarkably inefficient and don't give you much power when you're accelerating. There's also some other advantages in terms of air quality. Combustion engines produce other emissions in addition to CO2, such as nitrous and sulfurous oxides, and those are currently governed by some quite strict regulations, which will be getting stricter and stricter. Electric vehicles don't produce any harmful emissions from the vehicle.
What do you think, then, the future of these types of vehicles are? Are we likely to see electric vehicles being used by everyone soon?
Pretty much every new car on the road within 10 years, I predict, will be electric in some form or another. And by 2030, they'll all be plug-in hybrids. And then once we get to 2030, we've probably met our emissions reduction targets. We need to reduce CO2 emissions by about 50% by 2030. We can do that with plug-in hybrids. The question is now it's about scaling up. It's about mass production. And it actually requires a lot of people. So training engineers is crucial. And this is what Racing Green is all about. We train over 100 engineers a year in electric and hybrid vehicle technologies. They can then go and work in these industries and actually become the engineers who help us build the future.
Dr. Greg Offer, the academic project manager here at Racing Green. Now, he mentioned that they're training up the engineers of the future, and I have one of these engineers with me now, and that's Aaron Kankuwala, who's the chief powertrain engineer for Racing Green. So tell me what you're doing with Racing Green, because you're actually adapting this electric vehicle technology and hybrid technology to make race cars.
Yes, very much so. Part of the stigma about green cars at the moment is that they're not very sexy, not very quick. So what we're doing is taking this technology and putting it on the racetrack. We're actually standing next to our current vehicle here, which is the third we've built, the previous two being go-kart-sized vehicles, and now this is a four-wheel open racer. It's about 1.5 metres wide by 3.5 long, fairly sizable, which will enter into the Formula Student Championships in July. Formula Student's been around for a long time, competition run by the Institute of Mechanical Engineers. It's predominantly IC engine cars, showcasing student skills and building these types of vehicles. For the last 2 years, though, they've allowed entries in a low-carbon class, and that's what we'll be entering into with our zero-carbon vehicle.
What have you had to do to this to adapt general electric vehicle and hybrid technology to make it into a race car?
Well, one of the biggest problems we had was weight. Race cars need to be very light, so they handle well and are very nippy around the track. Unfortunately, electronic components at the moment aren't built for race conditions. Most of the components we use on the vehicle are actually meant to sort of stand still in a laboratory and power sort of a generator for a while. Yet we're taking this technology off the shelf and making it perform around a track. And so we've tried to select the most lightweight components we can, giving us the best power-to-weight ratio on the vehicle.
So what are the advantages of using an electric vehicle over an internal combustion vehicle on a racetrack?
Electric motors actually have a distinct advantage over IC engine cars because they can produce their full torque from zero revs. Another advantage is the ability to use regenerative braking. When an IC engine car brakes, a lot of energy is wasted in just heating up the disc brakes, whereas we can actually restore this energy that we've put down on the track back into our batteries and go further, faster for longer.
Now, this particular model is an electric car, but it uses a hydrogen fuel cell as well.
Yes, the primary use of the fuel cell on this vehicle is to produce extra power and also to extend the range of the batteries that we're using as well. With the fuel cell running throughout the whole race, we can actually go about a third more distance, which means we can go a third faster. Very useful and a very neat solution to overcoming the range problems that come with batteries and electric vehicles at the moment.
So have you had a go? Have you had a test? How fast does it go?
It's geared up now to do 75 miles an hour top speed. That's because we're going around a fairly twisty, turny track. If we geared it to its full potential, it would be topping 300 miles an hour.
That's impressive.
Yes, impressive. Not feasible for the racetrack, but shows that this technology can do some fairly impressive stuff.
That was Aaron Kankiwala, Chief Powertrain Engineer from Imperial Racing Green, and before that, Dr. Greg Offer, the Academic Project Manager, showing Meera Senthilingam that electric and hybrid cars can be engineered to be on par, if not actually better, than the internal combustion cars we see today.
Reacting to the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.